When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Aries.
You could experience a radical change in your values today, and your world around you may be undergoing a transformation. Whether you like it or not, it may be disconcerting, but the development is positive. You should take things one day at a time.
Taurus.
You and your partner should spend the day in each other's company. Today will be a good day for both of you.
Gemini.
Something that comes up today will reveal your hidden talent. You'll see yourself and your life in a whole new life once you discover it.
Cancer.
You should openly communicate with friends, siblings, even neighbors. Take in stimulating discussions and participate in group activities. Do your best to keep track of everything that impressed you.
Leo.
A great piece of news could come your way today and turn your life upside down. Embrace the change. There's always been doubt in your mind about your worth, but today, the doubt ends.
Virgo.
Despite being hesitant to begin your new chapter, your life is about to take a new turn. Being confident in yourself is a very good thing.
Libra.
You may find yourself inspired to express yourself creatively. It's also possible that your inner wisdom will surprise you.
Scorpio.
Reach out to a friend you haven't heard from in a long while. Catch up. You need to treat this friend like family.
Sagittarius.
You should review the progress you've made regarding your friends and your coworkers. How far have you come? Make adjustments to your friendship goals and you'll be fine.
Capricorn.
Your career is doing well right now, especially if you're in the communication fields like writing, publishing, teaching, mass media. You've become more aware of the changes taking place in the world, and there's a lot of them, and that's going to inspire you in the future.
Aquarius.
You're going to be attached to your morals, so it won't be so easy for you to drop everything and just jet off. Stay true to yourself while gaining new experiences.
Pisces.
You're able to break out of old habits and routines today. Break the mold by doing something small and don't think too much about it. If you find something different, you'll have an easier time.
And those are horoscopes. Check them out again online at chum1045.com on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know, let me know.
The Weeknd is not having the best of luck with his tour lately. On Saturday, he had a show in LA, but after a couple songs, he had to cancel the show because he lost his voice in the middle of one song.
I'm going to make sure everybody's good, get your money back, but I'll do a show real soon for you guys. But I wanted to come out and personally apologize and not tweet it or Instagram or whatever. I want you guys to know that I can't give you what I want to give you. I apologize. I'm so sorry. I love you guys so much.
So after this apology, he posted to social media. I posted it to the Chum 104.5 Instagram page if you want to read it. But it says that he's devastated. Then he felt his voice go and his heart dropped. But he's promising to make it up to them in LA.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often with artists. I actually, I'm amazed at how much they can do with their voices night after night after night after night.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, one night at a club with me and my boys, and like, I'm coming in like, you know, like, like, sound like a bullfrog, but
right.
It's pretty incredible. So I feel bad for him and his fans.
Oh. I saw somebody tweet and said, does The Weeknd even sing? Like, how hard are you singing to lose your voice?
He does sing
and
pretty softly.
Was like, but someone was like, have you ever heard him sing? He does sing soft, but he still puts a lot of oomph into it.
I just want to be there with the right one. Right. That's a lot of oomph right there.
And remember there was a video that went viral of him talking to his fan backstage and people were like, we never heard The Weeknd speak before. And now we're hearing him speak a whole lot. But his Toronto shows are later this month on the 22nd and 23rd. So hopefully he just gets a lot of rest between now and then and he gives Toronto what he wants to give them.
That's the first thing I thought about. You've got this double show coming up.
Right.
This month, you better just take a break.
Right.
You cannot afford to cancel.
Right. So I guess he won't end it in Toronto. He'll just semi-end it because then he has to go back to LA and give them another show.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. But back here at home, the countdown is on for TIFF, the real countdown, because we're just days away. It's kicking off this week in 2 days, but Taylor Swift fans got a huge surprise this weekend because it was announced that she will be here for screening of All Too Well, which is her short film. She's going to be here on Friday, and she's going to do a sit-down with the CEO of TIFF at the Bell Light Box. So I don't know how you get an invite to that or tickets, but that's where she's going to be.
That thing flew off the shelves so quick.
What, there were tickets for it?
There were tickets for it.
And okay.
They are gone. That's it.
I can imagine. Okay, so also, Oprah's going to be here for the premiere of Sydney, which is a documentary on the life of Sydney Poitier. She produced a documentary, so she might be here for that.
Wow.
And then also, she's being portrayed in the Weird Al Yankovic biopic by Quinta Brunson, so maybe she'll stick around and watch that as well.
Right.
Steven Spielberg is going to be here for the first time ever. This is the premiere of The Fabelmans, which is a sort of autobiography on his life with his cast, Michelle Williams, Seth Rogen, and there's more. Viola Davis is going to be here for the world premiere of The Woman King, which I am ecstatic for. Harry Styles for My Policeman, Jennifer Lawrence, Zac Efron, Nicolas Cage, Cate Blanchett, Hugh Jackman, and Kendrick. They're all expected to walk red carpets this year. And as I mentioned, for fans who want to get those selfies or want to even just see them, they have that red carpet for fans on King Street West. But it opens 2 hours before screenings.
Uh-huh.
But they're suggesting that you get there 2 hours before it opens.
It's a four-hour gig.
Yeah.
To get that picture.
I mean, how bad do you want the picture? This is what fans
do, lot of right? people want it pretty bad.
Exactly. But this weekend, speaking of Harry Styles real quick, there was the premiere of Don't Worry, Darling, which is his new movie. And this video right now is going viral that I watched about a million times this morning to figure out what's going on in it. Pretty much people think that upon returning to his seat, he spit on Chris Pine. And like I said, I watched the video a bunch of times to try to slow it down and see where the spit happened.
Yeah.
I didn't see the spit, but something definitely landed on Chris Pine as he was clapping, and then he stopped and he just looked down at his lap.
No.
And he looked over at Harry Styles.
Maybe it was a boogie. I don't know.
But it was like he came and he sat, and it looked, he kind of pursed his lips a little bit. So it was like something, you got to watch the video. Something came out of Harry Styles' mouth and landed on Chris Pine.
What do you think it was?
I just don't think a normal person would just spit on somebody.
I think he 100% spit on dude.
You know, when you have gum and you go and you
oh, but gum is very visible. Like, I know what you're saying. Yeah. It looked like that. It looked like he went and, like, dropped a piece of gum.
Yeah.
But Chris Pine's reaction.
His reaction was like,
did you just do that?
You know, the other thing I noticed, too, is the lineup on the red carpet and the lineup of them sitting in the theater. Olivia Wilde was not even close to Harry Styles. Chris Pine was sitting next to Olivia Wilde. I found that odd. There's some odd things happening there on that movie.
We got to dissect that some more.
I wonder if the movie's even good. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Well, you could text us reasons you would spit on your friends at 104.536. I'm not sure why. I haven't spit on one of my friends in a while.
I'm going to get your attention. Oh, there's a plexiglass right there.
Getting attention. Maybe that's one. Thank you.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
Highlight of your weekend, what would you say it was?
Oh, truly two things. Going up near Keswick and visiting friends for an overnight stay. It was really hot on Saturday and went into fall on Sunday. It was a big switch. And spending time with my granddaughter. Yeah.
Keswick. I'm Googling it.
That's
right
near
now.
It's on Lake Simcoe.
Nice.
About 55 minutes north of the city.
It's probably beautiful. Oh, look at it. It is beautiful.
It's beautiful, yeah. So we did that visit with friends we hadn't seen. Still this tour of visiting friends you haven't seen for a long time.
Yeah.
So that's still ongoing. And then just spending time with Everly, which has been great. How about you?
Getting a corned beef on rye. And a slice of pizza.
Somebody went to New York.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And also seeing all the craziness with New York's Labor Day parade, which is a Caribbean carnival parade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's always cool. Just seeing people on the train just wiling out and stuff.
Yeah.
That's always top-notch entertainment.
How was the weather?
Weather was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. It was, pretty mild.
Yeah.
Same as here.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, it was cold here, Jamar.
Oh.
It went cold on Sunday, didn't it? It went cold.
Cold, really?
Yeah, it dropped 15 degrees.
It's like, who flipped the switch on this place? Like, what is going on? It was like sweltering a couple days ago.
Like a dimmer switch would be more
right?
appropriate at this point.
I mean, it turns on a dime.
It does.
Crazy.
It does.
All right, cool. Highlight of your weekend, Azalea.
I went to a party on Saturday night or Sunday night. I don't remember which day it was, but it was called Slow Jam Party. And this party, they play all like R&B slow songs.
Yeah.
And basically everyone is just singing these songs, belting it out at the top of their lungs. And it's just a really cool experience.
Did they play your song?
They played a lot of my songs.
Like what?
They play, I'm going to have to show you this video. They play like Whitney Houston. Uh-huh. They play Boyz II Men. They'll play all these like classic songs that used to like 90s R&B.
Okay.
And everybody, it's like hundreds of people. Everyone's just, it's like karaoke. It's like a choir.
That's so good.
Yeah. So that was really
no
fun.
No alcoholic beverages, of course.
You zero just alcohol.
Zero. Yeah. That's fun. That's so much fun. I like that.
Nice.
Well, I want to say this. I don't know when you got home. But yesterday afternoon, this is a thing, that big air show happened for the city to wrap the whole CNE 2022 up. And it flew over our house around 3. It just did one pass. Mm-hmm. But my son said, I said, don't wake the baby up for crying. Because everything was shaking. Right. He said, Mom, by the time you hear the sound, the jets have already gone.
Right.
Did you feel that at all?
Absolutely.
Because you're closer to that.
You're
right
close.
There.
Yeah. And it was very loud. I felt like I was in a war zone. I don't know how else to say it. It was so loud.
It's just the glass and everything kind of moves.
And I forgot that the air show was happening, even though I was talking about it all last week.
Yeah.
But hearing it was crazy.
Isn't it crazy how like so little people ever get to do that? Like to get to fly a plane that fast.
Right.
I mean, even most pilots never get to do that. What the you know, the fighter jet pilots.
That's
do.
True. That's true. Anyway, that wraps CNE 2022.
Done.
That was the weekend, Labor Day weekend. What's next?
Next is school.
Yeah.
Wake up. Somebody's waking up cranky this morning or excited because clothes are laid out and it's time to see friends, make new friends.
Lunch. Lunch is being made. We'll talk about that.
Lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Controversial topic in a lot of families. Are you going to get the good stuff this year? Got to talk to the folks about that.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up. On Chum.
Beat the bank today, by the way, too. How about that?
It's a great day.
Isn't it a great day?
It's a great day to say, hey, we had a great Labor Day weekend, and now I'm going to make some money.
8 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Win a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know how this thing goes down. It goes down at 8 o'clock. It's back. Beat the bank. And they're going back to school today, too.
Yeah, in some areas outside of Toronto, they're going back to school. And a lot of Toronto schools are going back to school tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Is the week.
Were you a hot lunch kid or a lunchbox kid?
I was a lunchbox kid.
Lunchbox kid.
Well, at first it was lunchbox. And then when you moved to the...
When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at senecapolytechnic.ca.
The middle school, right before the high school, you could either take your lunch or you could have a hot lunch.
That's great. And so
that's pretty cool.
Did you prefer hot lunch or do you prefer lunchbox?
Nothing like walking with that tray, Jamar, picking out a couple of great desserts and going and sitting with my friends.
Okay.
My parents didn't know what I was eating. It was fantastic.
All right.
A little bit of freedom, right?
Get a choice for once in your
life.
Do you remember what type of lunchbox you had when you did have one?
It was plaid to go with my red
look at that. Styling.
Black and white, and it was with my red coat.
I had a couple characters of mine at one point.
Yeah.
Transformers at one point. I had a Sesame Street lunchbox. Remember Toys R Us had that mascot Jeffrey, giraffe? Jeffrey, the giraffe lunchbox.
Right.
What was in the lunchbox? The most important question.
Well, it wasn't as good as Wendy Whittleson's lunch.
What was in hers?
She always had a great-looking sandwich, and then she had either Fritos or Hostess cupcakes for dessert.
Ooh,
and a
big spender, those parents.
Yeah, a little chocolate milk. She got extra money to buy the chocolate milk. I had a peanut butter jelly, peanut butter honey.
Okay.
An apple.
Okay.
With a big fat bruise on it. It was rolling around my tin lunchbox.
Sure.
And sun-made raisins. You know, it was healthy.
The little box of raisins.
Yeah, little box of raisins with a lady on it.
Sure.
So that's it. And I always looked lovingly and longingly to Wendy saying, do you really want that extra cupcake? Because I can eat it. She said, every once in a while she'd give me your extra cupcake. Because remember, it came in two.
Two, yeah. One,
two in the package.
Uh-huh.
What about you?
You know, opening that lunchbox was always a big moment. It tells your friends so much about how much your parents love you, or if they don't.
Or how healthy they want you to be.
Or how they don't. Well, I mean, they'd open them, and some days it would be like, you know, a sandwich, peanut butter, grape jelly, you know, maybe a slice of cake, some good juice. And some days it would be my mom's leftovers. And, you know, I went to school with American kids, and they're mean. Open the lunchbox.
Oh, very judgmental.
Like, what's that?
Yeah.
It's curry goat. What's that? I don't know. It's what my mom made me. Why is it green? Ah!
Right,
it was
right.
Very funny. But, you know, it was always that moment where everyone opens the lunchbox and everyone's looking around at the lunchbox to see what they got in there. What you got there? What you got in there? Big moment in the school cafeteria.
It's very reflective of what happens at home. That's, yeah, they're judgmental.
So, you know, I love my mom's home-cooked food.
Yeah.
I just needed to get something cool. Like, there had to be something cool in there that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, give me a fruit roll-up. You know, that's cool. Give me...
Did she do that?
Yeah, every now and then.
Every now and then.
Every now and then. You know, give me a Rice Krispie treat. Give me something that gives me the oohs and the ahs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, your lunch is better than mine because you have that.
You got to have the showpiece in there. What was in your lunchbox?
Honestly, I grew up in a very diverse school district.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So bringing food to school like that was...
Normal.
Was the ooh and ah.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't necessary.
No,
like,
I grew up in a diverse school district.
Yeah.
They were just jerks.
Oh, they were
just
jerks.
Mean.
Okay. Well, this was Canada.
Yes. Where everyone's very, very nice.
We were all nice to each other. We were very open to each other's.
What?
My dad always gave me stuff I liked.
What's that? So let the kids know that you're doing it out of love, but also let us know what you're putting in there today or tomorrow.
And what are their requests? I want to know what they're requesting these days.
I wonder if things have changed over the years.
I don't know.
I have no idea what kids
I know you can't take peanut butter anymore at a school.
That's a big change.
That's a huge change.
That's a big change. So put us on. Let us know what's going on in those lunch boxes these days. You could text to 104536. What goes in the school lunch in 2022? Is it leftovers? Is it the peanut butter and honey? Is it what's that? You can text now on Chum 104.5.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
So what is in the lunchbox these days? Someone just texted in. Pizza Pops. Pizza Pops are pretty popular still. Pogos. The corn dog-like variety of lunch food. Still popular.
Still popular.
A corn dog. Okay. What? Charcuterie-style lunch?
Oh,
which
you know what
getting
that
a
is?
Charcuterie board?
You know, that's when you go the already prefab made ones. For example, you've got the bologna in one little square, the cheese in the other square, a little bit of something like...
What do you mean, a Lunchable?
Crackers, like a Lunchable.
Don't fancy up a Lunchable.
No, but I think they're making their own charcuterie. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so. They said cheeses, meats, hummus, pickles. I mean, I didn't even know hummus was a thing until like my 20s.
Me too.
When did hummus come into my orbit? Not lunchbox days. Kids these days, very, very highfalutin.
And sometimes they have that highfalutin. You highfalutin kids, get off my lawn.
Exactly. Another parent says, every day I always put one veggie, one fruit, cheese string, pepperette, and an eye treat.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's good. Good parent that you are.
That's a good.
Any beverages? Are you talking about any kind of beverages? I mean, it was like milk all the time.
It was milk all the time?
Yeah.
Listen, there was like stages. If you got like a Mott's box, you know, mid-level, if you got a Capri Sun. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Silver pouch.
A Capri Sunny D.
Sunny D, forget it. Yeah, like
Capri?
The Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty flashy.
Us here in Canada used to do the milk bags.
Milk bags.
Yeah.
Really?
Chocolate milk and regular white milk.
How big of a bag?
It's small.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got the big bag for the fridge and the small bag for the kids.
Right.
Not weird at all.
No. I remember.
Like Milk Day. I think it was Milk Day.
I don't even remember in high school that I even had milk. Don't you move over to something else in high school?
Yeah, at high school you move over to like sodas and stuff.
Something like that,
you know?
Yeah.
you're really cool if you've got like a Snapple or something like that in your bag. I don't know. Jamar,
I went to school before there was Snapple. Just to let you know that.
That's very...
It was milk and water. That's all we had.
Point taken.
Did you have to milk the cow yourself?
Yes.
And walking up the street.
Good old Bessie. She was awesome.
Walk the cow up the hill, barefoot. We've heard the story.
Can I tell you what I had every day in high school, which I don't know why, but it was so good to me. It's kind of mushy.
Uh-huh.
2 pieces of white bread,
uh-huh.
2 pieces of bologna. This was at the cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
And they would perfectly put 2 dill pickles right in the middle of the sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
You'd take a mustard pouch and you'd squeeze it out in the middle, do a little thing, boom. That was my
dinner. That's love right
that
there.
Was love. That
let,
was
let me ask you a question.
No wonder I like processed everything.
Your sandwich, is it cut down the middle or diagonally? Answer correctly.
Oh, okay. Well, it was never cut. I just ate the whole thing the way it was. But when I'm presenting, it's always on the diagonal.
Really? That's a presentation cut for sure.
That's the presentation cut.
Uh-huh.
I'm known for presentations.
There it is.
My mother used to do 4 square.
Oh, really?
Like 1, 2. Oh. Yeah, this little 4 thing, whatever. Yeah, I remember that. Thank you for bringing back
that. I was definitely a diagonal. Like, it's got to look good, right?
Definitely diagonal.
All right. It's got to look good.
All right.
Cuts it down the middle.
I don't know. Insane
serial
people.
Killers.
Don't cut your kid's sandwich down the middle.
We're sorry.
Or they'll look like inmates.
And we talk about the kids that we went to school with being so judgy.
Yeah.
Listen to us.
Well, there's a little judgy.
Yeah. A little. Okay.
Hey, another question. When the teacher in school wanted the whole class to quiet down, settle down, what's the thing they did?
What do you mean by that?
Really? That's what they did. Stop. That worked?
She said, okay, class.
Are you kidding me?
We can't hear you. So we're like this. We can't hear you. Worked all the time.
Really?
All the time.
My teacher used to put 2 fingers like in a peace sign up in the air.
Yeah.
Like she'd stand in the middle of the class. Like it would just be very awkward. People would be just talking.
Yeah.
And she'd just stand up with a peace sign on her ear. And she wouldn't continue the lesson until everyone's hand went up and did the same thing.
Oh, that's all right, too.
I don't know why that even worked.
It worked.
I don't know why.
Yeah. And then there's our producer, Simone, who said something very awkward.
Oh, yeah? What did your teacher do, Simone?
This is not going to be great, Simone. It's going to really hurt some people's ears.
They would scratch their nails on the board.
Nails on a chalkboard.
You can feel that right now. Everybody? Yeah. Daly doesn't even want to look at you.
How many years into their sentence is that teacher? You don't have to answer that. Okay, cool. Enjoy back to school, whether it's today, tomorrow, but it's back and it's getting here quickly.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending? Let me know.
So we were talking off air that it is the 20th anniversary of Kelly Clarkson's win on American Idol. 20 years. So wild.
She didn't do very well, did she? It's amazing. It is amazing.
I still remember watching that.
Yeah.
And the runner-up, I think, was that guy, Justin.
Justin Guarini.
Right. I remember Clay Aiken. I remember Ruben Studdard. I don't know if they were on the,
not
same,
the same
season,
show,
right?
But different seasons. But those are names that...
But those are all... Yeah.
The same,
you
know, same orbit.
Do you know any of the names now? I don't.
No, I don't.
No, not really.
Not if you had to think about it. No, right. It doesn't come to you.
Carrie Underwood was another big winner, right?
That's right. And, of course, Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
She's been consistently killing it. So for the premiere episode of her new talk show on September 12th, she's actually having Simon Cowell come join the show as a guest, have a little sit-down conversation. Ah. And this is going to be their first sit-down since she won. Or not since you won. She didn't win.
No, she did not win. She
was just on the show.
Listen, Jennifer Hudson came in, I think, seventh.
Seventh.
Oh, you're talking about Jennifer Hudson. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I'm like, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Got mixed up.
Yeah. Okay. No, we were talking about Kelly Clarkson first.
But now you're talking about Jennifer Hudson.
Now I'm back to Jennifer Hudson.
I'm with you.
Jennifer Hudson is filling in the space where Ellen vacated and has her own talk show. And Simon Cowell will be your first guest.
Yes.
That'll be good. I hope.
September 12th.
They're both very, very outspoken people. Let's see how that goes.
So I'm wondering, is this going to be a pat on the back for Jennifer Hudson or is it a pat on the back for Simon?
Hmm.
Because, you know, he does have an eye and an ear for stars.
Yeah.
So maybe she's going to have him in. She's an EGOT winner now. So that's an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony. So I don't know. We'll see what they have to say to each other.
Okay.
Rihanna was also trending this weekend because she went to a Michelin star restaurant in New York called Caviar Russe. And she stayed way past closing. And when she got there, she kind of said to her, the staff that was there, hey, do you mind if you guys don't close and you stay open for me? So they were supposed to be closing, and she stayed until 2 a.m.
Wow.
It was her and her girls. They had sashimi and champagne. But then when they were leaving, she decided to help them clean up a little bit.
She helped them clean up?
Yeah. So what? She tucked in the chairs.
So
she put
nice.
The bar stools back. She just helped them.
Wow.
It was kind of just a
That's
nice thing for her to do.
Good
so
for you.
Rihanna, we're still waiting to see that baby boy, though. But she's been in New York for the past couple weeks. So I guess the baby is there. Jane Fonda was also trending this weekend. Kind of sad news, but hopeful at the same time. She shared on Instagram that she's been diagnosed with cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma to be specific. But she's optimistic because she said this is a very treatable type of cancer and about 80% of people survive. So she just feels very lucky. Mm-hmm. She also added in that she's doing chemo for 6 months and she's handling the treatments really well. Definitely read her post if you haven't read it already.
Oh, yeah.
If this is the first time you're hearing about this. She posted that on her Instagram, but she added that it's a very kind of transformative time for her mentally.
Yeah.
She said one thing that cancer has shown her already, saying that cancer is a teacher, is that the importance of community.
Yeah.
So she said it's, you know, growing and deepening one's community so that you feel like you're not alone. Okay. Anyway, I love Jane Fonda, and she said she's also thinking that we need to talk more about not just the cures, but the causes.
Got it.
So that we can eliminate them.
Yep.
So sending lots of love and positive vibes to Jane Fonda.
I love Jane.
I love her so much.
It was about 4 years ago at this time that I interviewed her.
Right.
She came
and that's that photo that I love of you guys in the hallway.
Yeah, she's just an amazing woman. Always finds a message somewhere, Jamar, like a platform to go, okay, I've got this, but here's what I think we need to do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right.
Great message indeed. One more reason why you should support the Princess Margaret Home Lottery.
Yeah.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. And Chum.
Yeah, let's get some people the cheat codes to life real quick, shall we? What is something that you have completed in life that people starting it need to know?
Let's say you're going to university to be a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Teachers that have been in the business for a long time of teaching. What do the new like kind of candidates need to know?
Good call.
Yeah. Like, what would your mom say? Because she's been a teacher for a long time. She's retired now, but.
What would she say?
Yeah.
She'd say something about the pension and tenure. I think she had a problem with that. Like, maybe she didn't structure it right.
Right.
But she'd say, make sure you figure that part out.
Right.
Yeah.
But
okay.
She had a long career doing that, didn't she?
Yeah. Forever, pretty much.
My sister did too, yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Nurses are weighing in. Nurses says it won't always be easy. In fact, times you may wonder why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably during a pandemic when people are fighting against you. The laughter, the progression, the progression of patients and the development of your work colleagues simply outweighs the not so good times. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the good times will outweigh the bad times.
Right.
That's for a lot of things too.
I think so too. You have to be patient. There's going to be some, you know, nothing is ever if your home life is one way and work is another way, it's very rarely balanced. Sometimes it's better at work than it is at home and vice versa. So if you know that going into anything, you'll be okay.
So things that people are starting that you've already completed, what would you tell them?
I would say that you have to be really flexible and you will be disappointed. But just, you know, if you really love what you do and you have passion for it, you'll succeed. You'll find the spot. What do you think?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, the flexibility is a perfect example. Both you and I had to move.
Yeah, flexibility is key.
Yeah.
When there are opportunities, probably not in abundance where you are. You got to be flexible, go somewhere else.
Like, don't be fixed on what you think you're going to do and write that story because things change so dramatically in an instant. We know that from the pandemic. So just be flexible. Yeah.
I would say also consistency and be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself and be consistent.
Yeah.
And you will move up the ranks in any job or endeavor you're doing.
Yeah.
I think so.
Again, with a passion, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about like people in the their police? You want to weigh in on that? What do they need to know before they finish? If you work for transit, what do they need to know? Because you're doing this job because you hopefully that you like it, but there's some things that maybe some intel that you want to tell people before they get into it that, you know, just to keep in mind?
They're coming in.
Okay.
Text at 104536. More on the way on Chum 104.5.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
So what is in the lunchbox these days? Someone just texted in. Pizza Pops.
Pizza Pops
are pretty popular still. Pogos. The corn dog-like variety of lunch food. Still popular.
Still popular.
A corn dog. Okay. What? Charcuterie-style lunch?
Oh, you know what that is?
Charcuterie board?
You know, that's when you go the already prefab made ones. For example, they've got the bologna in one little square, the cheese in the other square, a little bit of something like...
What, you mean a Lunchable?
Crackers? Like a Lunchable.
Don't fancy up a Lunchable.
No, but I think they're making their own charcuterie. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so. They said cheeses, meats, hummus, pickles. I mean, I didn't even know hummus was a thing until like my 20s.
Me too.
When did hummus come into my orbit? Not lunchbox days. Kids these days. Very, very highfalutin.
And sometimes they have that highfalutin. You highfalutin kids, get off my lawn.
Exactly. Another parent says, every day I always put one veggie, one fruit, cheese string, pepperette, and an eye treat.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's good. Good parent that you are.
That's a good.
Any beverages? Are you talking about any kind of beverages? It was like milk all the time.
It was milk all the time?
Yeah.
Listen, there was like stages. If you got like a Mott's box, you know, mid-level, if you got a Capri Sun. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Silver pouch.
A Capri Sunny D.
Sunny D, forget it. Yeah, like
Capri
Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty flashy. Had,
us here in Canada used to do the milk bags.
Milk bags.
Yeah.
Really?
Chocolate milk and regular white milk.
How big of a bag?
It's small.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got the big bag for the fridge and the small bag for the kids.
Right.
Not weird at all.
No. I remember.
Like Milk Day. I think it was Milk Day.
I don't even remember in high school that I even had milk. Don't you move over to something else in high school?
Yeah, at high school, you move over to, like, sodas and stuff.
Something like that, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're really cool if you've got, like, a Snapple or something like in your bag. I don't know.
Tomorrow I went to school before there was Snapple. Just to let you know that.
That's very...
It was milk and water. That's all we had.
Point taken.
Did you have to milk the cow yourself?
Yes.
And walking up the street.
Good old Bessie. She was awesome.
Walk the cow up the hill, barefoot. We've heard the story.
Can I tell you what I had every day in high school, which I don't know why, but it was so good to me. It's kind of mushy.
Uh-huh.
Two pieces of white bread,
uh-huh.
Two pieces of bologna. This was at the cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
And they would perfectly put two dill pickles right in the middle of the sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
You'd take a mustard pouch and you'd squeeze it out in the middle, do a little thing, boom. That was my
That's love.
That
right there.
Was love. That
let,
was
let me ask you a question.
No wonder I like processed everything.
Your sandwich, is it cut down the middle or diagonally? Answer correctly.
Oh, okay. Well, it was never cut. I just ate the whole thing the way it was. But when I'm presenting, it's always on the diagonal.
Really? That's a presentation cut for sure.
Yes, it's a presentation cut.
Uh-huh.
I'm known for presentations.
There it is.
My mother used to do four square.
Oh, really?
Like one, two, three. Yeah, this little four thing, whenever, yeah. I remember that. Thank you for bringing it back.
I was definitely a diagonal. Like it's got to look good, right?
Definitely diagonal.
All right. It's got to look good.
All right.
Cuts it down the middle.
I don't know. Insane
serial
people.
Killers.
Don't cut your kid's sandwich down the middle.
We're sorry.
Or they'll look like inmates.
And we talk about the kids that we went to school with being so judgy.
Yeah.
Listen to us. Well,
there's a little judge.
Yeah. A little. Okay.
Hey, another question. When the teacher in school wanted the whole class to quiet down, settle down, what's the thing they did?
What do you mean by that?
Really? That's what they did. Stop! That worked?
She said, okay, class.
Are you kidding me?
We can't hear you. So we're like this. We can't hear you. Worked all the time.
Really?
All the time.
My teacher used to put two fingers like in a peace sign up in the air.
Yeah.
Like she'd stand in the middle of the class. Like it would just be very awkward. People would be just talking.
Yeah.
And she'd just stand up with a peace sign on her ear. And she wouldn't continue the lesson until everyone's hand went up and did the same thing.
Oh, that's all right, too.
I don't know why that even worked.
It worked.
I don't know why.
Yeah. And then there's our producer, Simone, who said something very awkward.
Oh, yeah? What did your teacher do, Simone?
Oh, this is not going to be great, Simone. It's going to really hurt some people's ears.
They would scratch their nails on the board.
Ah! Nails on a chalkboard.
You can feel that right now. Everybody? Yeah. Daly doesn't even want to look at you.
How many years into their sentence is that teacher? You don't have to answer that. Okay, cool. Enjoy back to school, whether it's today, tomorrow, but it's back and it's getting here quickly.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Well, EGOT status seems closer and closer for a few people to get. So that is when you have an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Adele is one away. So is Eminem. They both won Emmys this weekend. Adele for her TV special and Eminem for his Super Bowl performance. So they both need a Tony now.
Wow.
I don't know how easy it is to get a Tony, though.
What will Eminem do on stage to get a Tony Award?
There's no business like show.
Can you imagine Eminem doing that?
Destroy Eminem?
Maybe.
You know, got to do something. Got to show
up
for 8 performances. Monday's dark, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know.
Eight Mile on Broadway?
Why not?
I don't know.
There's a story there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be good. So Adele said she'll definitely have an ego now because, you see, she nice. Has the 3. So that works out well for her. Former POTUS Barack Obama, he won his first Emmy as well for narrating that Netflix docuseries, Our Great National Parks.
That was really good. And he has such a great voice.
Yeah, he does.
I love his voice. He's going to take over from the guy that usually does it.
Isn't it so good?
Yeah.
I can sit and listen to that man talk all day.
No, he's got, that's that voice.
It's just so soothing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting scolded as a child by Barack Obama? Sasha, I'm very disappointed. It sounds good. It sounds nice. Keep talking.
But then you know when he's disappointed, right?
Yeah.
So did you know that he also has 2 Grammys?
Really?
He has 2 Grammys for spoken word albums.
Okay.
So you're on the mark there about his voice.
Let me be
clear.
So
he's halfway to EGOT status.
That's amazing.
Not bad.
So the actual Emmys is airing on Monday, September 12th. But those are the ones that they announced so far. Mm-hmm. But right here in the city, let's talk about what's going on. So everyone knows that TIFF kicks off on Thursday. But the Caribbean Tales Film Festival kicks off tomorrow. So this showcases films from Caribbean and African filmmakers. And this is such a fun festival. I've been to it a few times over the last couple years. And I think this is actually their 17th year. But they always have this amazing like kickoff with steel pen and food and, you know, a lot of like meet and greet with filmmakers and things like that. And they have this, it's pretty much the same thing that's going on for TIFF, except Caribbean based. So on Friday, they have a special screening of the Honorable Jean Augustine's life story in a documentary called Steadfast, The Messenger and the Message. So Dr. Jean Augustine, for those who don't know, she was the first Black Canadian woman to serve as a federal minister of the crown and member of parliament here.
Oh, wow.
So she's also who we have to thank for Black History Month here in Canada. So this documentary has a bit of a biopic aspect to it. There's a reenactment where they show her fight for the rights of women and African Canadians. And I actually interviewed her a few years ago at the Caribbean Tales Film Festival. So she's definitely one of those women to look up to here in Canada. And she's turning 85. So this is celebrating her birthday too.
Happy birthday.
So if you want more information on this festival and the other screenings going on, you can check out CaribbeanTalesFestival.com. But back to TIFF quickly. It was announced this weekend that Taylor Swift is going to be here in Toronto for a sit-down with TIFF CEO at TIFF Bell Lightbox on Friday. So this is that In Conversation With series that they do with a bunch of filmmakers, directors, whoever. So this one, of course, In Conversation With Taylor Swift. So tickets went on sale on Saturday. They're obviously sold out now. But we could assume that there's going to be a red carpet.
That place is going to be jammed.
It's going to be nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
City's going to be crazy this year for TIFF.
Yeah.
The amount, just like 3 of those artists alone would like ram out the city.
Right.
And then when you look at the entire list of people, one of those people will ram the city.
Exactly.
Taylor alone.
So I'll just tell you guys know that that's at 7 p.m. on Friday. So
Mom,
avoid that area probably.
That's the day you're, right?
That's exactly what's happening.
You take my girlfriends and I downtown and we'll just be a couple of hours.
Right. Standing waiting just for a glimpse.
And for a bunch of people, that's the day they're working from home.
Right. So,
right. Well,
hopefully Taylor comes outside.
You know what's great about TIFF this time around is there
When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
Less movies because it's just, you know, production, everything like that.
Okay.
But the stars are
oh,
big.
Oh, my goodness.
They're like big, like Oprah and Steven and
Viola Davis.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Harry Styles.
All right.
Yeah.
Oprah's going to be here.
Oprah.
The Oprah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
A lot of things getting back into the fall, students getting back to the classroom as well as teachers, but experts getting back in their chairs. The social is back for another season 10.
This is season 10. That's unheard of in the world of television. Congratulations to everyone at the social and someone that belongs on that panel and has been there for the whole 10 years. Lainey Louise with us. Hello, hello, hello.
Let's give Lainey a mic. There we go.
There you go,
Good
Lainey.
Good morning. Hello.
10 years.
How do you feel about it?
I feel excited, in disbelief, you know?
I know. I remember when you started.
You do know, right?
Yes, yeah.
So it's an exciting time, for sure.
So let's get a little closer to that mic, and let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Harry Styles.
Oh, my God.
Cut to the shit. She wants the juice.
Well, she also does E-Talk. I'm thinking, TIFF is happening right now, right, Jamar?
Yeah.
And there's
Harry
some
Styles
controversy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so tell me what's happening.
Well, I think you guys touched on it earlier. Venice Film Festival, the highly anticipated premiere of Don't Worry, Darling, directed by Harry Styles' girlfriend, Olivia Wilde.
Mm-hmm.
But she is rumored to be beefing with Florence Pugh.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So Florence did zero interviews for the film. She skipped the press conference. She arrived in Venice during the press conference. Mm. This is the lead of the film.
Just walked in during the press conference. Okay.
Because there's rumored to be all this beef between Olivia and Florence.
Okay.
Okay.
And where there's smoke, there's fire. We know that.
Yeah. And some people think it's over Harry. Some people think it's over Shia LaBeouf.
Shia?
Yeah.
When did his stock go back up?
Well, Shia was supposed to be in Harry's role at the beginning of this film.
Right.
Then, reportedly, Olivia fired him because he's Shia. But then Shia said, no, that's not how it went down. I wanted to be in the film. You begged me to stay in the film. And I have text messages, emails, and videos to prove it. So he releases this video of Olivia basically begging him to stay on the movie and
Ooh.
Calling Florence, we'll get Miss Flo on board, or, you know, something with that tone. So this blows up before Venice. Now it's the world premiere. Florence Pugh doesn't show up to do any press. She just walks the carpet. Everyone's feeling really weird and awkward. Chris Pine is caught in the middle of it.
What happened?
And then he's the recipient of a maybe alleged spit
from
Harry Styles during the screening when they enter the theater. Everybody's talking about this. It's blown up online.
It's a mystery spit because you can't really see the liquid. You just see the result. It's a miss spit.
Yes.
Like, you're not sure what it is.
And you see Chris's reaction, which seems like, did that just happen? And he kind of laughs it off. And then he and Harry don't make eye contact. So all of Twitter is trying to investigate. It's a CSI. It is the biggest investigation, right? We are doing the forensics on whether or not Harry Styles spat at Chris Pine.
All right, great. I have a question for Lainey. May I?
Yes, you may.
Talk to us about Leonardo DiCaprio, this 25 and done thing. Where, like, what's up?
Well, the data doesn't lie. You've all seen the graph. Right?
Yes.
Trust the data.
Trust the data. Yeah.
The data is that he will not date a woman after she's come to the ripe old age of 25. You know,
do you think this is a conversation he's having with them, or is it just like a thing?
I don't think he has conversations with women over 25. What are you talking about, a conversation?
Wow. Okay.
The data would tell me that he's disgusted by women over 25,
uh-huh.
unless he's paid to act with them. But it's actually not a great look for him.
No.
He was clowned last week on social media.
Yeah,
the memes, the jokes, You know, there are people saying, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, cannot speak to a woman once her brain fully develops. Like, or you turn it around. You say once a woman's brain fully develops at the age of 25, she no longer wants to speak to Leonardo DiCaprio. Either way, it's not a good look for him.
Yeah. Oh, were we talking about your happy 10th anniversary of The Social?
Yeah, it's today.
I think we led with that. And we veered off the road somewhere.
Mondays to Friday.
Yeah, well, of course, we love that show. And we love having you with us. You can come in anytime if you have time during TIFF.
I would love to come.
Drop by.
I would love to come and talk to you about all the premieres and what I've seen.
I know. There. Harry's coming to town and Taylor's coming to town. And they used to date each other on the same day. They're coming to town the same day?
Well, her thing, she's promoting her short film.
Yes.
And her event is earlier. But on Sunday, her boyfriend, Joe Allen, is in Lena Dunham's new film, Catherine Called Birdie. It premieres on Sunday. Harry Styles' film, My Policeman, also premieres on Sunday. So we have a clash of pop stars in Toronto on Sunday.
Oh, it's going to be a busy weekend. Yeah. You're going to be very busy. Congratulations on season 10, Lainey.
Thank you.
And all the rest of the gang. All right. Thank you so much. The Social is on today at 1 o'clock on CTV.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending? Let me know.
The Weeknd is not having the best of luck with his tour lately. He had to cancel his first show here in Toronto because of the Rogers outage. And then, so he just continued with the tour. But this weekend, he was in LA. After a couple songs, he decided to cancel the entire show because he lost his voice in the middle of a song.
I'm going to make sure everybody's good, get your money back, but I'll do a show real soon for you guys. But I wanted to come out and personally apologize and not tweet it or Instagram it or whatever. I want you guys to know that I can't give you what I want to give you. I apologize. I'm so sorry. I love you guys so much.
I mean, what a tough decision to have to call in the middle. At the beginning, really,
at the beginning,
of the show.
Everyone's arrived. They got the babysitters. They went out for dinner. They're ready for this thing. And then he could feel his voice go.
Yeah. And he said his heart dropped when it happened. He posted on Instagram and Twitter right after.
Yeah.
And he just said that I felt my voice go and my heart dropped. And I'm devastated that I had to do this. But, I mean, he just couldn't do the show that he intended to give.
Well, we were talking off mic, talking about the fact that, you know, Justin Bieber suffering from his situation, the Weeknd with this. This is like coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And getting out there and getting up on stage and hoping that your instrument's going to work. And that's a pretty tough tour that the Weeknd's on, for sure.
For sure.
So, I mean, you know, and he's got to delay another one. He's got two shows coming up at the end of this month.
Yeah.
Meredith has tickets for the Weeknd coming up this afternoon. I'm just hoping the makeup and the new show are going to be okay.
Right. That's the 22nd and the 23rd of this month. And he said that this was going to be the most epic show of his entire tour because, of course, he wants to do it right for his hometown. But I don't know. We'll see.
What would have been worse? If he had continued singing and just sounded horrible.
Horrible.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Or if he had just stopped the show. Yeah. I mean, for the patron, they're like, you know, I want to see my show.
I know.
But can you imagine all the clips that would have come out if he had continued singing and sounded.
He doesn't have this voice anymore.
Yeah, right. They would have roasted him all over.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. They would have been like, he can't sing live. What is this?
This is it.
The thing that, from my understanding on this situation, too, because I love him so much, is that he came out, like, I'm going to do a show, and he could feel that thing change. That's scary for a singer. Right. All right. Well, get better. Don't speak to anybody. No whispering either.
Drink lots of tea.
Yes.
Honey, lime, all those things. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, back here at home, there is a massive sneaker convention happening this month called SneakerCon. So they have all kinds of rare kicks. It's happening at the Enercare Center on the 17th and 18th, and they have over 400 vendors, and there's not only just sneakers. There's going to be merch. There's going to be clothes.
Are we going?
I want to go. Okay. I don't even like sneakers. Look at the sneakers that I wear.
You never wear sneakers.
Look at these.
Wait. You do for carnival.
Those are not making it.
Yes, thank you. I did wear sneakers for carnival.
She wore pink ones for carnival.
I would love to go to SneakerCon.
I know. This is something Jamar would love. I just want to go just because it's cool. Maybe I could buy a pair of sneakers and be cool. Dennis Rodman was at the one in D.C. this past weekend.
Yeah,
so really?
Maybe like a celebrity might pop up at this. I don't know.
Well, this is a sneaker town. So
this is, maybe massive sneaker heads here.
So maybe we'll get a cameo from somebody.
Maybe.
From the community?
Right.
All right.
And
cool.
You could like take your sneakers there, get them authenticated, all nice. Kinds of stuff. I'm hoping I could get these ones that I'm wearing right now authenticated.
Yo, I had
on.
So many.
I don't think
I had so many original kicks. Like I had all these original Jordans that I just bought
and,
when they came out.
And then what happened?
Went away to college.
Yeah.
My mom starts throwing things away like
no.
I could be a bazillionaire right now.
Oh.
Me and this woman have a forever beef over this.
Where did you cheat them?
Threw them out?
Yeah, she threw them out. In my closet. You know, I go off to school, come home. All of a sudden, the room is my sister's room.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, Mom, where's my kicks?
Where are my shoes?
Not even in storage.
Jordan 1s, 2s, 3s, all colorways, things that have been re-released now as re-releases. I had originals.
Feeling your
oh,
pain.
My goodness.
I'm angry.
I will.
Oh, no. I'm
brought up a very sore
so I'm angry.
I like your mother a lot, but that, you know.
Yeah.
You don't throw away stuff that somebody else
That's
anyway.
Rough.
All right.
Anyway, go to SneakerCon and get some more.
Breathe.
And pay triple the price.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
That hurt.
Thanks for the heads
okay,
up.
Okay, there you go. Thanks, Azalea. Thanks for bringing up that.
I had to get that out.
Terrible thing that happened. That's a good one, though. That's a good one.
Not so good.
You know what? That is good. That might be our question for tomorrow.
Yeah?
What is it that your mom or dad threw out while you
don't
were away
Don't throw
at
your
school?
Kid's stuff out, man.
Yeah, but I want to know. I want to know what's missing. That's going to be one of tomorrow's topics. Think about it, because look at Jamar. He's
reeling.
Still
I'm reeling.
He's, still mad. He's right. reeling with
it. There's
anger.
Tears, too.
The pain.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Do you know when you like a song immediately?
Yeah.
That's that song.
That song has hit you.
I love it.
Immediately.
I love it. Why do I love it? Is it the whistling? What is it?
The whistling is really catchy.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, what is it? Portugal the Man.
Oh, yeah. Feel it now.
Yeah.
It does kind of have that vibe to
yeah,
it. It's that like kind of old school rock and roll band
yeah.
type of thing going on.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So, first day of school for so many people.
I know.
Even more tomorrow.
That's right.
It's such a weird day, the first day of school.
Yeah. It's exciting. Zaley and I were talking when we took our walkachino this morning. It's
yeah.
a very exciting moment. You pick out your outfit, right?
Yeah. That's lay it out. Lay get it your out. Hair done.
Yeah.
Well, just do your hair and just lay very still and not. I don't know why, because I used to just gel my hair back into ponytail, like the pineapple ponytail.
Okay. Up and coming up.
Yeah, because my hair was like super, super curly.
And when we were kids, right, we didn't have Instagram and social media. So, Jamar, you wouldn't see your friends the whole summer.
Yo.
So that day one was really huge.
You had to show up and show out.
Yo, first day of school was such a big moment. And you have the, like, you plan for weeks for the sneakers you're going to wear that day. And which I did, 11th grade. And then when I get to school, I step out of the car, put one foot on the curb.
No.
And then this kid walks by and goes, those are the ugliest shoes I ever seen. I'm like, what? And I look at him, and he's wearing the same exact shoes.
Oh,
he's just being funny.
I thought you were getting
Did your heart sink
in it? My heart sunk. I was like, what do you mean? But they were the Barclays. I forgot what year they were. I think they were the 95 Barclays.
Okay.
And Charles.
Yeah, Charles Barkley, exactly.
I know.
Oh,
I know things.
You know basketball, Azaleo. You proved it.
But I learned that from Space Jam.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, such a big moment. So many are going to get it done today. Have fun, parents, students, and of course the teachers.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Be safe. And when you're driving around, just be careful because a lot of school buses are out.
Yes, yes. Out, back to it.
Are kids still bringing teachers apples? Is that a thing?
I don't think a teacher wants to eat anything from a student these
days.
They
don't want a mug.
Know, right? Don't give
they don't want a mug. They don't want a frame. They don't want an apple.
Mrs. Dennis, here's a brownie.
I just
I've seen your parents. I don't want any brownies from you. Are you
they
kidding
just
me?
Want you in your seats.
All right. Have fun.
Turn up Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.